Good morning.
Morning.
It is cold, outside it's cold in here today. We turned it on about a little late today, that's why it's not heating up. We should have turned up about an hour ago, which we can do from home. We have a little app, we can control the temperature, so we can do that. So next time we'll turn it up from home. So if you want to move up to the heat, you can do closer to that one, or you can move closer to this one. We'll try to bring people closer to us. So thank you all for joining on this cold Sunday morning. God is good, and he's been good in the past, and he's going to be good again in the future. Thank you for joining here and also online. The announcements are listed on the second page, the regular announcements. You can go through that. We could not have the art class because of Wayne's situation, and Carol is still in the hospital, so please pray for them. We'll hopefully start our art class next month, that is on December 17th. And our Thursday luncheon in December would be on December 15th. And next Sunday is the last Sunday of the month, right after Thanksgiving. Hopefully we can have a good luncheon after service. If you all can join us, we can bring our leftovers as well if you have some from the Thanksgiving. We have a new bishop. I don't know how many of you have watched the news. The jurisdictional conference that was held in, I believe, South Carolina, Raleigh or Charlotte, one of the places, they met from 2 to 4 and ordained, I think, 3 bishops, and one of them is a bishop assigned to North Georgia. Her name is Robin Dees. She is from South Carolina, a senior pastor in a church in Hilton Head Island, and she's a new ordained bishop assigned to North Georgia Conference. She will take charge on January 1st of 2023. You can look it up, just do a Google search on North Georgia new bishop. It will come right up with his bio and everything. She has been in the ministry for decades, and she will take charge of the North Georgia Conference in January 2023. Our current bishop, Sue Harper Johnson, will be moving to Virginia Conference. So I don't know if you know that our bishop's assignments are usually for 4 years. Sometimes they extend it another 4, but this time they moved around some of these bishops. So please keep that in our prayers. I don't know it will change anything about the future of the conference and the decisions that we may have to make about disaffiliation, but you know, think about it, pray about it. I'm open to that. If we want, I talked with a pastor who did go through the disaffiliation process last time, and he said he would come and help us if we decide to do that. I can bring him and maybe have a meeting together with him and hear his experiences, you know, what happened and how he did it. Please let me know, whatever the decision is. There are pros and cons to both of them, and I explained it earlier. We can be independent, that means we are on our own. We'll have to hire our own pastor. Going forward, there will be no conference to overlook us, and we don't have to pay any apportionments. That's one thing we can do, becoming independent. To do that, we have to pay a sum of money. I think it is around close to $10,000 to get the disaffiliation, and there's a process we have to go through. We have copies here. Take a copy of that and think about that. If we go independent, some of you will become owners of this property. We have to build a trust or make a trust and meet with an attorney. Some of you will have to become part of that trust. So we have to have volunteers to take up that. So think all of that, and if you continue with the conference, we'll still do what we do, part of the United Methodist Church. But, you know, the discipline and all those things that we have to abide by, and we have to pay the apportionments as we go, and we'll get new pastors as pastors get reassigned. So that is the other thing about staying where we are. So keep that in our prayers, and hopefully we'll get to meet this bishop at some point next year, and I don't know if she will ever come here, but we can try. On a small church like ours, you know, it's probably not in her schedule at this point. So let us pray about that and make a decision based on our prayers. And let me know what the decision is. We have to come up with 2/3 of our majority to go independent. So let me know. Are there any other announcements? If there are no other announcements, let us continue worshiping God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn. Hymn number 158, Come Christians Join to Sing. God of eternity and King of kings and Lord of lords, we have come before you with a grateful heart and full of adoration and praise before you. We come with the courage and assurance of the knowledge that even in our bad and hard times, not even the powerful rulers of this earth can take our destiny in their hands. We know that we are safe in the palm of your hands, O God. We believe and know that we are secure in Jesus Christ, whose reign is just, whose power is endless, and whose love is unmeasurable. We thank you, God, for helping us and blessing us with the gift of salvation by sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to this world to die for us, Lord. Today we come to worship you. We ask you that you become our Lord in our hearts, hearing our prayers in our minds to be the King of our thoughts and in our lives, so that you will be the Lord of all in whatever we do in this world. Now, may the honor and glory to be the Almighty God, the King of kings, the immortal, invisible, and only God. May honor and glory be given to him forever and ever and always. Amen. Amen. Today is also the Christ the King Sunday and the Thanksgiving Sunday. So, we will be remembering some of the blessings that God gave us throughout this year, and thank God for all the blessings that we had throughout this year. And also at the same time, our readings and our prayers would be more dedicated towards the reign of King Lord Jesus Christ, the Lordship of our Lord. So I just wanted to bring that also. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love. So as we get settled, next Sunday we will start the new Advent season. So this is the end of one calendar year of the Christian calendar. Today is the last Sunday in that season. So we'll start Advent looking forward to Christmas season. That's what Advent is, expectation of a Savior coming to this world, which ends in December. We will have some special programs we are planning with the Hispanic Church, and the children will come do some programs for us. How many of you would be able to do Christmas Eve? I know many of you are out of town and you don't have to. Then we don't need a service on Eve if we don't have enough people. We can do the Sunday before Christmas if that is better. That's what probably better also, because one of the girls who is the lead of the children's program there is pregnant and she's due on the 25th.
Oh Lord.
So she told me, if you do anything, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it, with, you know, train with the kids, but then we can do maybe that Sunday before Christmas, we'll have a combined service and have a children's program and Christmas program. If you, any of you want to take part in that, in singing or acting or anything, please let me know. Yeah, we probably will make the lunch right after that on Christmas.
Sunday before Christmas.
Okay. We can move the lunch maybe one week before. We'll talk about that. And suddenly, all these decorations that you see here are done by that group. They came here one weekday and they started decorating the fellowship hall. Mm-hmm. And they called me and said, do you want us to decorate the sanctuary? I said, go ahead and do it. And they said, we have boxes and boxes of stuff available here from years. So they found all of this stuff and put everything together. So if you happen to see them, please give them a thanks on the way out. They're very, very good and blessing this church with a lot of things. They are almost here every day doing something outside, decorating, cleaning up, or whatever. They pick up the trash, a lot of things that they do. So let us be thankful for that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's a mistake in that bulletin honoring our veterans. It came back from last week, so please ignore that. We'll go to responsive reading, which is taken from Psalm 42, verses 1 through 6. Which can be found on page 777 in the hymnal book. If you are able, please stand for that reading.
As a deer longs for flowing streams, so long my soul for you, O God.
My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and behold the face of God?
My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me continuously, where is your God?
These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I went with a thorn and led them in procession to the house of God, with glad shouts and songs of thanksgiving, a multitude-keeping festival.
Why have you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me?
Hope in God, whom again I shall praise, my help and my God.
The word of God for the peoples of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. It's our prayer time now. As we come before God with our prayers of thanksgiving, let us thank God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives. And at the same time, we lift up our prayers of burdens and concerns together and lift them up to the throne of grace of God, that God will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. So let us share our prayers of blessings and concerns at this time. If you turn with the back on the bulletin, we will see the regular prayer items listed there. As you have heard, Carol is in the hospital now. So please keep her in our prayers, and also Wayne, as he's taking care of her. And they are looking for a rehab facility that she can go to. So please pray that God will provide for the right place where she can feel at home and be healed.
And so, she asked me to tell everyone that she wants to be here so badly that she hopes to be back soon.
And we hope that too. We'll pray for that too as well. Please continue to pray for Eleanor Nicholson, Terry's mom, as she is in the hospice. And also Martha, she is online with us as she is continuing with her chemo. And continue to pray for George Vergis as he is going back to the doctor this coming week. So hopefully he will be able to take his last tube out so he can start eating through the mouth. So please pray for his healing. And continue to pray for the rest of those people and items. And thank God I am doing much better. I didn't feel anything, or I don't feel anything different. So thank God for that. And continue to pray for my full recovery. And pray for our nation. Pray for our president, leaders of the nation, and also leaders of the world, as they have met. The G20 has met last week, and you all probably knew the meeting happened in Indonesia or somewhere. But those are the people who make economic decisions worldwide when it comes to oil price, all other stuff. So please keep all the world leaders in our prayers, that God will give them the wisdom to do the right decisions when they make decisions. Particularly, a lot of people are looking and predicting a recession in our future. Let's pray that it will not happen. We have gone through so many of them in the last 10 years, so we don't want another one. We are just coming out of one. It was not a recession, but we don't want another recession. So their decisions make a big difference in those. So please keep the world leaders in our prayers, that they will make the right choices and decisions. And all these wars and other problems will end. I know God can make miracles happen, so let us pray with our faith that God will bring peace to this world. And pray for our service workers, our military, police, fire, and our grocery clerks and delivery people, and many others who serve us on a daily basis. Let us pray that God will keep them safe and their families safe through these holidays. And please take time to thank them, our grocery clerks and our trash workers and all of those. Saying that, we have a set of Kroger gift cards that we bought years ago that we have not used. That is for usually around this time, and we give it out to people who need groceries or help with supplies like that, that we can give them out. So if you know someone who is in need of groceries or getting supplies for their kids or something like that, please let me know. We can use those cards rather than sitting there. We have about 10 cards worth about probably $200-$300. So please let me know. We can give it out. Are there any other prayer requests?
I have a prayer, Pastor.
Okay.
And I went to the doctor last week. I forget my eye injection. I didn't need the eye injection. He said my eyes were healing themselves.
Oh, good. Thank God for that.
Yeah, thank God for that. I know God is doing it.
Okay, thank God for that. Any other praises or prayer concerns?
Oh, I thank God for the plane travel too.
Oh, yeah.
It's about 3,500 miles. And
oh, wow, that's a long drive.
A lot of accidents, but thank God he kept us safe.
Yeah, let's pray that we will have a peaceful holiday season coming up. So let us pray also for peace in our country. If there are no other requests or call-outs, let us go to God in prayer, and we'll spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then we'll close with the summarized prayer. Loving God, you are the source of all life, and you are the giver of all grace, and we thank you for the gift of life, for the breath that gives us life in this world, and the food that we eat here, Lord, and that the blessing of love and family, love of family and friends, and the blessing of a church and fellowship, Lord, and we thank you for everything. Above all, we thank you for the mystery of this creation, for the beauty that only a faithful eye can see, for the joy that you give us in our ears. During this Thanksgiving season, Lord, we pray that you will fill us with a heart of gratitude, so that we will be grateful to all the things that we enjoy in this world and be a blessing to others to share our blessings. We thank you for the families who nurture our becoming, for our friends who love us by choice, and for the companions at work and who share our burdens and daily tasks. We thank you for all of those mothers and fathers and great parents, grandparents and uncles and aunts and dear ones who in our families who hold each other, Lord, and love each other. We thank you for this day and the opportunity that you gave us to come here and worship together also. And the opportunity that you give us to do your work in this king, in this world, Lord. We thank you for the amazing power and work in our lives, and thank you for your goodness and for your blessings over us, Lord. Help us, Lord, always to be grateful in all circumstances, without grumbling or without complaining, Lord. We thank you again for your presence in our midst today. We lift up all of our needs and concerns and burdens in this time, Lord. Many of us have sicknesses in our bodies and pains, particularly. We lift up those we have mentioned here, Lord, especially Carol, who is in the hospital. We pray for your special grace and presence be there at that time. As we unite in prayer and faith, Lord, we pray that you will lift her up in her arm, in your arms, and heal her, Lord. And we pray for the doctors and the nurses and the technicians who care for her, Lord, to be graceful and patient, that she will be recovered back to normal, Lord. We pray for Wayne as well, as he is taking care of her. Bless them as a family. We pray for your guidance in finding a good rehab place for her, Lord, as they are planning on going to taking her to the rehab. We pray that you'll give her the grace and the patience to go through the rehab process, Lord. Strengthen her hip and her legs, and that she will be recovered and healed completely without any more pain, that she can come to church and worship with us if it is your will. We thank you again for your presence with her at this time. We pray for Martha as she has continued another cycle of chemo. We pray that your special grace be upon her. Touch her with your healing hand, Lord, and strengthen her body and her soul and spirit. Continue to be with Rich also. Bless them as a family and take care of their needs and bless them with your presence. We pray for Eleanor Nicholson, Terry, and family. Bless them with your grace and peace, Lord. As Eleanor is in the hospice, bless them with your grace and peace, and the family with your peace also. We pray for George Vergis as he's going back to the doctor for a final checkup. We pray that you'll heal him completely, that he can come out of the tubes and he can start eating through the mouth. We pray that your grace be upon him and his wife and family as well, Lord. We pray for your grace and mercy on all those who are suffering with various problems during this season. We thank you for the good news that we heard from Lou about her eyes. Continue to heal her eyes, Lord, that not will become recovered and put back to normal, Lord. We thank you for all the travel mercies that you gave her throughout her travel. Continue to bless all of them who are traveling this holiday season, that it will be a safe travel season, Lord. We pray for this holiday season to be peaceful, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will move through this country around, Lord. We pray for our nation, especially our president, our leaders of the Congress, and the many, many who make decisions. We lift up all the world leaders in your hands at this time, that they make the decisions wisely and with fear of God in their hearts, Lord, that we will not have another recession coming, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit work through the economy and the people who make decisions, that we will have a strong economy coming forward, Lord. We pray for all of those who are working in your vineyard, doing your work. We pray that you will give them the grace and the blessings that they need. We thank you for this church, Lord, as we look forward to a new year and a new bishop coming on. Help us, Lord, to make the right decisions about our future. Let us not be guided by our human wisdom or will. Let your Holy Spirit will guide us, Lord, as we make decisions for our future, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be whatever happens, to be faithful in the opportunities that you give us to do your work and to be your witnesses for this community and around the world. Help us, Lord, to be a blessing to this world, particularly during this holiday season, to be gracious and compassionate and caring, to love others and to care for others, Lord. Bless us as a church as we look forward to, and we thank you for the Hispanic church that we are cooperating with, and bless us, Lord, with a good future ministry together, Lord. Bless us today with your presence in our reading, in our meditation of the word, and all the things that we do here. Bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please. Says, whoever sows generously will also reap generously, and every man should give according to what God has given in his heart, for God loves a cheerful giver. Loving God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to bring a portion of what you have given us, Lord. You are the source of all that we have and we are. We thank you again for your Son Jesus Christ, Lord, whom you have given us as the eternal gift, so we could receive more than we could ever deserve, Lord. Thank you for all the blessings and abundance that you give us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to use it faithfully. May we find joy in freely giving our prayers and our presents, gifts and service to support the ministry of this church and the mission around the world. We bless us with your presence today. Empower us with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As you remain standing, we will read the scripture. It is taken from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 17, verses 11 through 19, which is also on the screen if you can read that far. Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word. As we come before your word, Lord, we pray that you will give us a humble spirit, that we can receive your word with humility and obedience. Illumine our souls so that we can see the hidden truths behind your word and apply that in our lives. Bless us with your presence and your word, Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name, Amen. So this is particularly the Thanksgiving Sunday, the Sunday before Christmas. We look forward to a season of holidays and also celebrate Thanksgiving this coming Thursday. Which is a reminder of being grateful and taking a moment in our daily lives at least once a year to pause our lives and look back and see all the blessings that we received and be thankful for that. And it is a great celebration that I love, and we always have a family and friends get together in our house on Thanksgiving Sunday. We have had it for I don't know, about 25, 30 years. And many of those friends have changed around, but some of them are still there. Every single year, we meet together and have turkey in our house. So I know many of you have the same thing in your families, getting together and being thankful for that. And a lot of times we become thankful when we get some good things. But are we going to be thankful for everything? The Bible is teaching us a very good lesson, which is unlike any other religion. The Bible teaches us that we have to be thankful for our blessings as well as our bad things that happen in our life. That's a tough statement. In 1 Thessalonians, Paul writes in chapter 5, like this, that give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So we are to be thankful people no matter what happens in our lives. And thankfulness is not something that is based upon what we receive. It is based upon what we already have received. In other words, God has already given us the gift of eternal salvation through His Son Jesus Christ. That is the greatest gift that we could ever get, because we didn't deserve it and we could not earn it. And we know that, and by acknowledging that fact that God has given us the ultimate gift of His Son Jesus Christ and gave us eternal life to be part of His kingdom of heaven is the greatest gift that we can ever receive. And we can be just thankful for that one thing alone, and that one thing alone will make us grateful. So that is why Paul is saying that thankful for everything. The gift of life in this world is not our choice. It was not our choice to be born in this world, did he? I don't know if you had any choice. I didn't have a choice. God gave me this life. And he gave me my parents. I didn't have any choice on that either. And I don't know anyone in this world who is born has a choice to be here or not. And if you were given a choice to be born here, would you take a particular time, and if you put a particular family to be born, probably the royal family in England? I don't know. But God has not given us a choice to be here. And God has gave this life as a gift. And that is another reason to be thankful all the time. The gift of life. No matter how many years we live here and how many years God gives us to live in this world, let us be thankful and always filled with gratefulness for that. So, who do we thank? Most of the times we thank people when they give you something or say something to you, right? That's what we normally do. But many times we forget to thank the giver, because we are so much ingrained, so much get busy with the actual blessings that we have and get busy with those things and forget the giver of those blessings. And things happen. And it particularly happens in the holiday season. Like when our kids were younger, we used to get a lot of gifts. Now we don't get a lot. Kids are gone. So we used to get a lot of gifts from uncles and aunts, and mostly for the kids. And we pack them up and put under the tree, and we pack it up, and we have a big pile of gifts by the time Christmas arrives. And many of you may have the same thing. And the kids will be like looking at every day and each box and the shape of the box and the color of the box and started, you know, predict, you know, who gave you this box? Who gave that to him? What is in this box? What is in that box? They're all wrapped up together, the anticipation and the excitement builds up towards that Christmas day. And we have a rule in our family that we don't open the Christmas on Christmas Eve. We will open on Christmas morning and just after breakfast. So they have to wait right after breakfast, because it takes several hours to get through this. So they will be waking up early in the morning, but they have to wait around the Christmas tree. And I still remember all of those things. But after the breakfast thing, and we say that, okay, go ahead and open the box, you probably can imagine what a mess it will be like. They go through all the boxes, tear up all the wrappers, and make a mess all around there, and take out all the gifts, and they keep some, and some of them get excited. And guess what happens after all of this mess happens? We don't know who gave us what, because all the boxes are messed up and all the toys. And it happened several years. And said, "Do you know who gave you what?" So we can thank them. We have no idea. It happens in our lives too. We go after the gifts. The blessings become our priority and we forget the giver. And that happens a lot in my life as well. So in this holiday season, as we receive our blessings, so whatever we have in our lives, good or bad, let us be thankful to the giver, our God, who gives us everything that we need even before we ask of it. So let us not forget the giver of our blessings. Giving thanks is forgotten when the receiver overlooks the giver and becomes preoccupied with the gift. So let us not fall into that. Then what do we thank for? We generally thank for the favors that we receive. It is not just the favors, but also everything that God gives us. Because God is a good God, and everything works together for good for them that believe in God. That's what the Bible tells us. So even if you are going through a difficult time, I know some of us in the hospital, some of them are going through several procedures in our bodies and all the things that we have to go through. Our grief, our separations, and difficult times. But even in the midst of that, we have a reason to be thankful. Because God has given us all these things because of a plan that He has put together. And ultimately, it will be a blessing to us or somebody else through us. So let us be thankful for that. There was a pastor, I read a story about a pastor who in the church, always he seemed to be thankful for everything. Even then the church has been going through difficult times and bad times and the roof was leaking, he was always be thankful and always starts with his prayer and his sermon every Sunday with thanksgiving. And he encouraged everybody to be thankful. And on one December morning when he was late in getting to worship because of the excessive snow and ice, and as he began with service, the parishioners thought, you know, it's a bad day with the snow and ice and all the things that are happening, and they didn't have a good heating system maybe like ours. So they were very cold and freezing in the sanctuary, and they were not very happy. And he was still excited and happy and being thankful, and they were looking forward to his sermon and thinking that what is he going to say about being thankful today on a miserable day like this. And he started with his message like this: "Gracious Lord, we thank you that all days are not like today." What an attitude like that. Because we have other days to look forward to. Many times we get caught up in that one day and become complaining. And not, you know, so let us not get into that kind of situation, because there are days that are coming ahead and God is going to be there making better things in our future. In the reading that we read today, that in Luke chapter 17 that we read today, there were 10 lepers. Leprosy is a disease that was not looked upon greatly at that time. There was no healing. There was no medicine for it. Once you have leprosy identified or diagnosed, you are destined to death. And many times in those cultures, they send them to a place outside the city where they can live together and die wherever they are. So there were 10 people who came to Jesus, and they were all Samaritans. He didn't say they were all Samaritans. One of them was a Samaritan. The 10 were healed by Jesus, and they all left. And only one of them who came back, who was a Samaritan, who was a Gentile, to thank Jesus. So I'm not judging the other 9, but we don't know if anyone ever came back after that. So we are not here to judge the other 9. But the healed lepers probably wanted to run back to their families or homes, and they have been isolated for a long time. So when they got healed, they become so excited they wanted to run to their families probably. But this one Samaritan remembered that he received, whatever he received was unthinkable. He was a Gentile, a despised foreigner and a leper, shut out from the society, and he was healed by a Jewish teacher, which was unimaginable at that time. Because the Jewish people didn't have anything to do with Samaritans. So they considered them to be Gentiles. But here is a Samaritan man who was a leper as well, which gave him 2 strikes against him at least. And then here comes a Jewish prophet, a Jewish leader who healed him. which was unimaginable, unthinkable for him and also for anybody at that time. So the word which is used to speak leprosy in the Bible is not probably the real leprosy we see here. It might be some kind of a skin disease. But they were all shut out of the society. They were not allowed to come in to anyone closer. So it meant that they had to face isolation. They were outcast. When a person began to show signs of skin disease or leprosy, according to the law, he had to go to one of the priests to examine him. And if the priest found that he did have leprosy, then that person was ordered to go and live outside the city and away from the people. The Samaritan was an outcast by birth because of his birth, because he was a Samaritan. And also he was an outcast because of his condition, of his disease. So adding all these things together, he had no hope in his life. He did not deserve any healing from anyone. He did not deserve to be touched by a Jewish prophet. But here comes Jesus to heal, to give healing unconditionally. So that is what God did to us. We were all suffering from the disease of sin, like the leprosy that was affecting these people. We are affected by the disease called sin. But even when we were yet sinners, God sent his Son because he loved us. It is not because of what we did, even it is in spite of what we did. God sent his Son to die for us so that we can have eternal life. And also the Samaritan realized that he had gained was more than just healing. He was restored in the society. He could go to places he could not go before. And he can have a relationship with other people now. The situation was hopeless until that day Jesus came by. The men in that colony had heard about Jesus before probably, and the healings that Jesus has brought to that community. So when they saw Jesus, they called out to him. Their lives were changed forever and for better. When Jesus comes into our lives, we have gained forgiveness, a clean state that we can start over from our sinful condition, that God has given a new life through Jesus Christ, and a peace and a joy that we have never experienced before. So that itself is something that we have to be conscious of all the time, to be thankful for. We have gained more than we could ever deserve or imagine. We have gained so many things in our lives that we did not ask for. Our life is a gift that we did not ask for. God gave us so many opportunities to be a blessing into this world. Matthew Henry, one of the Bible commentators, you probably have read many commentaries, he still does, or still on the internet, many of his commentaries. And one of his commentaries about this giving thanks in all circumstances, he explained a personal experience that he had to go through. He was robbed by thieves one time, and he was robbed, his purse and his money all was taken away from him. And then he said he was still thankful. And he goes on saying that, let me be thankful first because I was never robbed before. And then second, he says, although they took my wallet, they did not take my life. I am thankful for that. And the third thing that he said he was thankful for that incident is because although they took my money, it was not much. So that he was thankful for that. And the fourth thing that he was saying that he was thankful because it was I who was robbed and not I who robbed. He was saying that he was thankful for having a good life, that he doesn't have to go out, he didn't have to go out and rob somebody. What a great attitude that is. He was robbed, but he was not the one who robbed. He was thankful for that as well. So let us be thankful for all the blessings that we have in our lives, the things that we go through, even if they are bad. And Jesus cherishes the thanksgiving offer of the Samaritan. He appreciated the Samaritan coming back and thanking him. God cherishes the thanksgiving we offer. How small or great it is, he cherishes it. In Psalm 92, the psalmist is saying that it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to him. And in our communion every Sunday, every communion Sunday that we make this prayer, if you remember it, It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. We repeat that prayer every Sunday when we take communion. Gratitude can be a type of recognition in the form of a prayer, a smile, a listening to someone, a hug, a phone call, or a handwritten note, or a card, or anything that you can do. A simple act of kindness can be a sign of gratitude. So let us be thankful for everything that we have in this season, and also be kind and compassionate to others during this holiday season. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place to be a blessing to others during this time. Amen. The closing hymn is hymn number 369, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. If you are able, please stand. 369. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, ring from above. Echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. People of God, go with a grateful heart that God has given us everything that we need for our faith and our life in this world. Above all, He gave us His Son Jesus Christ, an eternal gift that we can be thankful for in everything, in all circumstances. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.